So, right, we're sitting here in the Seven Dials Club, and I'm with two lovely ladies. So, could you tell me what your names are?
Mary Ward.
Mary Ward.
Yeah.
Eileen Kelly.
Eileen Kelly. Mm. And you're both sisters?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how long have you lived? When were you born in Covent Garden?
1933.
I was born 1929.
Charing Cross, the old, which is now
Bow Street. We were home birth then. You didn't go away then.
Right. So you were born in Charing Cross?
Unless there was I was born in Peabody.
Oh, Peabody?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So you had the, well, me quite. But
yeah, I don't think.
Your gran or someone like that used to help.
No, quite honestly.
Yeah. And what did you do for a living? Did you work in Covent Garden?
Yeah, Bow Street, wasn't it? You worked in Bow Street.
Yeah.
Publishers, Collins, wasn't it?
Collins. Yeah.
And what about you?
I worked in, I worked there, didn't I, when I left school?
Yeah.
When I was 15. That was, because I was born in the July, I had to stay on another year. It was a law that they brought out, so it was 15 when I left school. Then I went to McCall Knitwear People, worked there when I got married, and then I had two children. And then I worked for MMI, which was a municipal mutual insurance company. Then got made redundant there, and then worked for solicitors by near at the Tower, London. And then I had to finish when I was 60. I would have liked to have stayed on longer, but they needed more people.
Do you remember the markets when it was here?
Oh, yeah. Weren't allowed to go around there anyway when we were kids. Well, because of all the traffic and the people with the porters with their trolleys and everything, you know. But it was safe to walk round there anyway if you wanted to.
And my husband worked in Covent Garden when we, like, he went in it about when he was 14. So didn't have to worry about buying fruit and vegetables.
My husband, he come from Greenwich. But he worked for the BBC television, so he was like scenery. They used to pull the scenery, and he'd go, and I went to Portugal while he was there working, so yeah, he had quite a life there, really.
So were you part of helping Covent Garden not get closed down? I mean, did you get involved in it?
It used to be downstairs, this club, and we were all, my husband was members, and quite a lot of people were all members. And when the market was moving, we had like a big selling, different stalls selling, you know, clothes and that. And a lot of people didn't think it had lasted over there, really, you know, because this has been, Covent Garden's been here for donkey's years, hasn't it? So.
And went over with the market when he moved over Nine Elms. So
he moved to Nine Elms?
Oh, well, that was his job, so he moved with it. Mm. He used to be in the fruit and veg market.
How did he feel when that happened?
Didn't bother. It was, I mean, he used to fall out of bed into work, like I always did. But then he had to travel. Because we only live just down the road from the market. But we did think it was good when they moved it, that it was going to be, you know, not very nice around there.
About Soho, you know, all the strip clubs and everything. Yeah. This is what was going on, and there was always big petitions going on about it. But yeah. Luckily, it didn't happen, did it? So, mind you, what's happening round here is really nice. You can always have come round and, you know, walk round there, and there's everything going on. You know, it's really lovely.
Are you happy that you spent so much of your life in Covent Garden?
Oh yeah. If somebody says to me now, where do you live? I say, Covent Garden. They go, you're lucky. When I got a job when my children were older and went out all day, it was in ministry. opposite, used to be opposite the flats where I live. And I said, where do you live? I said, across the road. And they said, you're really lucky living round here. So I looked at them and they said, you'd love to live round here.